We probably sound a little different today. That's because we are not in our usual studio setting at the Next Us.
We are on site and streaming live at the soon-to-open Brit Pub, whose grand opening is tomorrow, Friday, October 24th at 11 a.m.
And check this out. They're on the lower two floors of Experience at Epicenter Apartments in downtown Colorado Springs, overlooking Widener Field, the soccer or football stadium in downtown Colorado Springs.
A sneak preview of the Brit Pub next on Loving the Springs, where we celebrate the best in Manitou Springs and Colorado Springs and elevate the rest.
This is Studio 809 Podcasts, informing, connecting, and empowering the residents of the Pikes Peak region.
I'm Al Brody.
And I'm Dave Gardner.
And I'm Carrie Simison, and we're here with two of the Brit Pub's co-owners, Nova and Meredith.
Woo!
Yay!
Thanks for being here.
Thank you. Can I just open my beer? Is that all right?
Go for it. You bet.
I didn't know that moment. You know, like, no moment. It's like an awkward silence where you go like, you know what I mean? So I'm just going to open it, really be that person. Yeah, it's frothing everywhere. Sorry, Carrie, watch your dress there.
That's all right. That's
I'm
right.
Just going to tilt it. Meredith, watch your dress.
Yep.
And I'm going to tilt it like a true Brit. And I'm pouring a Boddington's, everybody.
We can't take him anywhere.
It's fine. It's all right. But yeah, I like your style, everyone, because you want to start with a beer.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Before we get into this conversation, this episode has a sponsor.
Yeah, that's pretty exciting. We're sponsored today by the Widener Norwood Center for Real Estate and Property Management at UCCS College of Business.
What's super cool about that, that's a partnership with Widener Apartment Homes and Norwood Development Group, two of the developers in town that have really invested a lot in downtown. And you know why that's relevant? Today, we're webcasting from the Brit Pub, which is at Experience at Epicenter Apartments, which is a Widener property, again, right here in beautiful downtown Colorado Springs, overlooking Widener Field. And the players are actually out there today, too.
They are, and they're distracting as could be. This program focuses on a workforce development need in the Pikes Peak region.
Yeah, and it offers a comprehensive real estate and property management curriculum focused on innovative practices, experiential learning opportunities, and attendance at local and national industry events.
It's hosted at UCCS Downtown, strengthening the relationship between UCCS and Colorado Springs business community.
So if you're interested in launching your future in real estate and property management at the Widener Norwood Center at UCCS College for Business, we'll put a link in the show notes. Yeah. So thank you to Norwood and Widener for that.
Hey, Carrie, why the heck are we doing our podcast live and why are we doing it from here?
Well, we thought there was no better way to do our first live show and to open what is possibly the coolest thing to happen to Colorado Springs in a decade, the Brit Pub. So Meredith and Nova, what are we doing here today? Tell us a little about what's going on, who you are, and
talk about an intro, Kerry. Wow, no one's ever described the Brit Pub as that. Listen, we're here with the Brit Pub is finally coming to downtown Colorado Springs. I think it's been a long time coming, and we are ready to go. We've got the grand opening weekend starting tomorrow, 24th, Friday the 24th. We're going to have a weekend celebration, not just a day celebration. Because, come on, we party a weekend in Colorado Springs. We'll just do one day. We'll do 3 days. But wonderful things happening. We've got a bit of a media VIP thing tonight just to kind of start things going officially. And for me, obviously, we've got a great team. And bringing Meredith on board has been like the icing on the cake for this team. She won't mind me saying that, would you?
No.
So, yeah. No, it's wonderful. So,
I mean, the icing is always the best part of anything anyway,
yeah.
So, right?
Yeah. Yeah. But in all seriousness, obviously, we had, obviously, myself, Steve, Phil, and Marty as the permanent owners, and Meredith came on, last of all, with her expertise, not just in the industry, but in the community. I mean, you speak to anyone about Meredith, everyone goes, oh, she's such a lovely lady, and she's lovely, isn't she? You're very lucky to have her on board. And we're like, yes, we are. We are. So here she is. So, I know, sorry to embarrass you. I know. We love you.
I'll listen to that all day. So that's great. Yeah. I'm Meredith Klub. I'm one of the owners here and the general manager at the Brit. And I'm beyond excited for this weekend. You're going to have to see it to believe it. It's just an incredible place.
It really is. The couple times I've been here, kind of as we've been getting ready for this, like every time you turn a corner, there's a new surprise. So you're definitely going to have to make a habit of coming to check out the Brit Pub once a week, twice a week, etc. And make sure you like treat it as an art gallery, like both levels. You will definitely be surprised.
Some really unique stuff in here. It's so cool. I love it.
It's funny you mentioned that, Kerry, because I joke about it now. It's kind of turned into a kind of like British Historic Museum, because from obviously the downstairs, as soon as you walk in, you get hit with a pub sign, an official pub sign from like 1822, a Tetley's Brewery sign, which is like one of the biggest breweries back in England. It's not there now anymore, unfortunately. And then the phone box just hits you. You turn left, you got the 1935 K2 model, which is seen in World War II in Kent.
That's a phone booth for us Americans.
Yeah, phone box, phone booth, yeah. and you see it and it just hits you. And people are going, first thing they're going, is that real? Yes, it is real. It is real. It took about 12 people to get that in the door.
And that makes me want to share the little photo tour that we've created.
Okay, great.
So you guys shared a few of the photos from your big photo shoot, and I just strung them together, and you can share a little bit about it while I show it.
Perfect.
Beautiful entrance.
Oh, it looks so cool at night.
It's so cool at night. And yeah, I can't wait till Christmas.
That's a beautiful entryway.
There's the pub sign.
Well, I took that yesterday morning. I ended up on Fox 21 doing I did news at 5 a.m. And that, I mean, we got the beautiful postcard picture, haven't we, here? And we were so lucky where we live. And just capturing that shot, it was just a moment. And I just took it. No one else was around. And the sun was coming up. But yes, obviously these pictures, are these going to roll through, Dave, yeah? Are they kind of continue?
Yeah, but there's just a few of them.
That's our upstairs lounge.
Upstairs lounge, yeah.
With Churchill and we have a private room. So you can book out that private room. It holds up to about 50 people. Mm. Great AV capabilities and really cool stuff in there that we'll probably share a little bit more about.
I really feel like you mentioned about how it looks cool at night. The pub really has a definition of feel in daytime and nighttime. There's a weird vibe that happens halfway through. The lights go down. The lights go outside on the trees outside. We've got natural light here. We're so lucky. As you know, in Colorado, you do anyway, 300 days of sunshine. However, at night, there's a weird vibe that is intimate and sexy in here, right? No, really, it really is. And it has this really cool atmosphere where the lights go low. We've got lamps on downstairs. It has that rustic industrial feel. And it becomes this like living room for people. It's so cool. Then I get thrown on the piano because Meredith said, "Get on the piano."
That's what happens.
So yeah. So it is like a living room. It's like a bit of like an intimate party.
You know, I've never understood how people could afford the alcohol bill to hang out at some place like Cheers. You know, day in and day out. But this is my fourth time in your lovely pub, and I'm thinking I'm going to figure out a way. This is a comfortable place to hang out.
That's really important to us, is to become that place that's a gathering place for the community where everyone can just come and hang out. We're going to get to know all of our patrons really well. Mm. Really important. The community is really important to us.
Well, and one thing that's wild to me is, I mean, this is basically brand new construction, but you walk up and walk in and it feels like it's been here forever. Mm-hmm. Like it feels like a piece of history, even though you haven't opened to the public yet. So you guys have just, from the very little I know about, you know, old British pubs, like, mm-hmm. I just really feel like you've nailed it.
I think the biggest thing for us, especially when Steve and I walked in first of all, I mean, this was just a shell. We're in a concrete space and we looked at each other. But for some strange apparent reason, two guys from Northern England just looked at each other going, yeah, we can do this. Like, we had this great determination where, I mean, obviously we thought we were absolute crazy at the time, but we give ourselves this kind of like test and this challenge. And I remember going back to my wife that time and going, I'm buying a pub, I'm going to open a pub. She went, what? She went, you're going to buy a pub? You got no, like, where's your experience? I went, it's all right, I'm going to be doing, like, marketing and social media and communications. She went, all right, good luck. And here we are, right? I love you. I know you're watching, right? but it is that grit, that British grit, with a sprinkle of Colorado Springs here. And that has that determination and that entrepreneurialism. I can't say that word, but you know what I mean? And that's what it is. And I think Colorado Springs has that. And blended with the British rightness, we're bringing that culture and DNA into town for people to experience. And that's the vision.
Yeah, it's just too bad you couldn't come up with a better spot that was closer to a football field.
To a sports arena.
It's a match made in heaven, isn't it, really, to be honest. I mean, they're doing yoga now. Look at that. We can watch the team doing yoga. Stretch it out.
I want to show people the view. I didn't set up a live camera to do that, but I popped in yesterday and shot the view. So I'm going to roll a little video.
You have been here a lot, haven't you, Dave?
Yeah.
He's on your payroll now.
Oh, wonderful.
So this is what you see from, I mean, this is what we're looking at right now.
Yeah, it is a right challenge there. Not to be distracted in this.
Yeah. I mean, it's a stunning view, and we're very fortunate to have that on our doorstep. And like I said, we are predominantly a football pub. We have watch parties, not just for the switchbacks, but we have Premier League watch parties. We've got parties from as small as 5 to 50. Okay, this weekend, for opening weekend, we've got 4 or 5 games getting shown. We've got the Spanish League El Clasico that's getting shown. We're showing the switchbacks as well. Do you know what I mean? And then we piggyback on other sports, Formula One.
They're coming this Sunday.
Coming this Sunday, yeah.
Also, the American Outlaws are going to be here
yeah.
for their watch party on Sunday as well. So and it's going to be such a fun environment.
There's just nothing else like this that's really built around all of the different communities, like micro communities, fan bases of these things. Like the fact that you guys have made this home for, I mean, who would have thought Formula One in a British pub? Yeah. But it makes total sense. This third space that, you know, we always hear about. I mean, they've been doing it overseas forever, right?
Yeah.
No, they have. And even going back to the football, obviously the game of football, I mean, I'm showing my age now, but 1994 World Cup in America, the game elevated. Next year, what's happening? We've got the World Cup again.
Yeah, that's...
It's going to elevate again. And for us, for a pub, yeah, it's brilliant. But for people who are going to get interested in the game, the kids, mummy, what? I want to play that game. And what happens is an interest. It grows. That's what happened with our women's team. Mm-hmm. Huge influence, okay? And that's why the women's team is so much, much better than the American USA team. I'm allowed to say that. It's fine. All right. But listen, you're in the World Cup, so it's all good next year. So, you know, but listen, we're very fortunate. Introducing the game and having that connection is huge for a pub and sport as well. So it's massive.
Not everybody in the United States is used to pubs. And we have Irish pubs and we have British pubs. Can you tell us a little bit about the difference?
Well, this would be a good one, won't it? Because Meredith obviously was a very... I mean, listen, Jack Quinn's is a great pub, okay? And it always will be. And Meredith had some very, very outstanding years there, okay? Obviously, there's a British and Irish, isn't he?
I'm getting a lot of comments.
Yeah. But from your perspective, what do you think it is? I mean, Jack Quinn's is a great location. Great bones, isn't it?
Yeah.
But what do you think that difference is from your perspective?
Here, it's just a different vibe. It's a little more relaxed and gathering. Well, they're both gathering, but it's really different. It's more of a pub and a little bit less of a bar feel here.
Yeah.
I mean, we still have a full bar and everything, but and I don't want to say anything bad about Jack Quinn's.
No,
it's
a wonderful
Irish pub, but our theme, like we just talked about, is very soccer focused. We are going
to have to learn to say football.
I know. You're practically British now.
I know. I think I'm going to develop an accent around these guys
definitely.
All the time. And then we're going to have music, but it's going to be very like acoustic, mellow. Enjoy listening to it. And what's really going to set us apart, I think, is our bar menu, our beer selection, and the menu. I can't talk enough about the menu.
Yeah.
It's traditional British fare, but it's elevated. It's delicious. The feedback has already been incredible from our soft openings. Yeah, the food's going to really set us apart.
I'm impressed with the food options here. Yeah.
Dave, I'm sure you work here. You work here? A chef, what were you on?
I think he has. We're going to gush a little bit here, and people are going to think, how much did they pay us to do this? But
you're not paying us. This is just when Carrie asked us to do his podcast. And you've been so gracious anyway, you and I have known each other for a while. I think it's more of an intrigued about what's going on. You're kind of like knocking on the door like, we want to know what is happening. What is happening? Break it down. I think that's what it is.
Oh, 100%.
And it's huge, isn't it?
Well, and I'm a big social media user, social media fan. And, you know, months ago, you guys really started working on your social media. And so it's been fun to kind of watch what you think you can expect coming up.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you guys handed us the menu today, so I'm a giant brunch fan. Like, I think it's the best meal of the week.
Mm-hmm.
I wish you get a brunch every day of the week. But you guys will have brunch both Saturdays and Sundays. And you open at 8 a.m.
Sometimes we will open even earlier.
For a game, right? For a match.
Yeah, yeah.
But standard is 8 a.m.
Yeah.
To 11 a.m.
Yeah, because it's Saturday. We'll obviously piggyback on the English Premier League, like we mentioned earlier. So an early game for that will be 5:30 on a Saturday,
Woo.
And people turn up. Obviously, we can't serve alcohol till 7, but they're here for breakfast. Cup of coffee, tea, etc. Sunday is 7 a.m. Okay, but officially, it starts at 8 a.m.
Okay.
Brunch.
So it's family friendly.
Absolutely.
And if you're not serving alcohol, kids are allowed?
Absolutely.
Kids are allowed anytime.
That's good to know.
Well, do you know what it is, though? Like, back in the day, back at home, I mean, I went in a pub as soon as I came out of my mother's womb. You know what I mean? In all seriousness. There's a kind of saying in England where you get born, you get a Beatles songbook under your arm, a football, a curse book, a pint of real ale, and then you dream in your life is like, I want to own a pub. I've always had that childhood like dream. And my dreams become a reality because of this lot. I could never do it on my own, and that's fact. They know that. And we'll mention that tonight as well, the VIP thing, when I'm saying a few words. And about kids and everything, we went there for funerals, weddings. I know my friends have got married in a pub. Yeah, there's a pub on every corner in England. You walk there, it's part of the identity. And it's something that is your second living room. And that's what we try to bring here.
I think you've improved on the pubs in England a little bit.
In what way? Come on.
Your beer is a little colder.
Yeah, yeah.
I just put ice in yours.
I lived for a few years in England during my childhood. And that's one reason I love pubs and I'm here today. My dad, we would go to the pub every week. Friday night, out to the pub for dinner. I was 7. They didn't bat an eye with the kid here, you know, and that's just such a fond memory of that. The food and the coziness, that's what's going to make us different.
That's what it is. I mean, Meredith and I are really, when we're all family orientated, the owners are. I mean, family's always first. And we've said, one big thing that's coming up is obviously Christmas. I mean, we are going out for Christmas. I want a 35-foot Christmas tree in here. Do you know anyone who does it? You know what I mean? Should we go get one, Dave? Me and you can get one, can't we? I want a 35-foot downstairs.
You've got one right downstairs. Outside.
Yeah, presents downstairs, one up here, and then I'm going to be doing carols around the piano. Do you know what I mean? It's going to be, and we want the kids to be running around, you know what I mean? Like with the presents and stuff, and Santa Claus is going to come in. You know what I mean?
Like
if you're watching kids, Santa Claus is coming, all right?
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is, like, bring that family environment, what we had as kids, bring it into this. You want people to come down, have some great food and stuff, sing some carols and stuff. And then we're going to be doing something a little bit special in December as well. Some little giveaways.
Now, this is Colorado. A lot of kids have fur. So what's the deal with pets?
Did you say fur?
Oh,
pets. Pets.
Oh, my God. My head went to like fur
our
coats.
Patio. Our patio is huge.
Okay.
I think we can fit about 30 people out there. It'll be pet friendly as long as they're well behaved.
Yeah.
Of course. Due to health code, we can't allow dogs or anything inside unless they're service animals.
But it's good to know.
Our patio is great.
It's interesting, but in England, you're allowed dogs in pubs. There's like a hashtag in England, hashtag pub dog, and there's like dogs just sitting, you know, like at tables with their owner, and the owner's just sat there just watching the world go by, and the dog's there with a pint. And no, it's so cute, and that's been a thing for like... Oh, decades. It's always been
a
thing.
I wish we could do that.
Oh, it'd be so cute. But yeah, patio dogs.
Colorado laws. Yeah. Maybe we can work on those next.
Yeah.
Okay, can we talk about beer a little bit? So that was one thing that you guys mentioned. Your selection, you've got traditional beers from, what do they call it, Over the Pond?
Mm-hmm.
And then also cask ale?
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's talk a little bit what a cask ale is for any of our listeners who might not know.
I'll do cask ale. So cask ale is we call it real ale, okay? It's not got the fizz, if that makes sense. I'm trying to simplify it for everyone at home. And it's a traditional hand-pulled ale. All ales were actually kind of brought out like that, you know, and hand-pulled. We were like, no fizz or anything like that. So it was pulled, hand-pulled, back in like 1800s, even earlier, okay? In England, pretty much, predominantly, every single pub has a hand-pulled pump, okay? We've got two of those, one upstairs, one downstairs, and we've collaborated with Hogshead Brewery in Denver, okay? And David, if you're watching, okay, I'm just going to quote something that you told me last week. He said, we will be the only Southern Colorado pub to be offering the cask ale.
Wow.
So it adds that authenticity, it adds a traditionalness, and if you want to kind of compare it, people go, what's it like? What's it like? Well, it's like, do you know what? I'm drinking Boddington's, okay? It's like a smooth meets nitro, etc. Similar to this, but much more deliciousness, much more creamy, okay? And it's wonderful. It really is wonderful. I always joke about when I bring all my American friends over and family, etc., to England for the first time, and I take them for a real ale, they all go, what is this? Holy Christmas, what is this? You know what I mean? How do we get it in America? Well, we've got it in Colorado Springs, so we should put it on the map. This is it. Do you know what I mean? So my objective for the marketing and communications of this real ale, it's a bit of a test. It's going to be a bit of a test. If I can get people on board, to be fans of real ale, I mean, even got 10%, okay, I'll be really happy. Because it's like a bit of a niche.
It's served warmer, so...
Yeah, a little.
And then, again, if you're used to the, like, highly carbonated, you know, American beers or, you know, most traditional beers, it's just the lower carbonation or lack of carbonation really makes it, like you're saying, smooth and silky creamy. And sexy. It's just...
It's just, it's like, literally like drinking cream. It's so good.
But in beer flavor.
Yeah, but it's so naturally done as well. Do you know what I mean? There's no additives or anything like that. There's no, it's just so pure. It's just delicious. And it's a work of art to even pour it as well.
Yeah, Guinness takes a while to pour, but this will take
you. You need a sip of that Guinness, though. It looks a bit sad, that.
I know it does.
Come on. Ching it up. Should we ching it up? Yeah. We haven't chinged it up, have we? Ching, ching.
Cheers.
There you go. Thank you so much for having us. There you go, Dave. I'm down here, Dave. Ding, ding, ding. There you go.
All right.
I think Dave's coming to a Christmas party as well, I think. He's happy on the end, isn't he? But yeah, no, it's somewhat unique, and I think it really brings, again, going back to the authenticity of this pub, is adding something like that. Even though, yeah, we've got British owners, etc., and we've got Meredith on board, and the furniture's all made in England, which adds another unique twist to it. We've got the trinkets, we've got the phone box, pub signs, and the Beatles room. Did you see the Beatles room? Did you see the glass cabinet?
Yeah. Oh, no, I haven't seen
You haven't seen the glass cabinet, Dave?
I feel like if we could, we'd take a break right now and go check it out, but we'll have to wait till afterwards.
Yeah. Should we talk about the schedule a little bit? Mm-hmm. We're getting a sneak preview. You're not open.
We're not open yet.
So,
though you have had a couple events here, like little private events.
We had a family and friends invite-only event on Tuesday, and then last night we did a resident night. So another part of the puzzle here is we are at the base of the Widener Apartments. There are almost 500 residents above us, and they have their own private entrance. They're going to be... That's going to be a really important relationship. Every day I'm sitting downstairs working and people keep popping in. Are you open yet? We can't wait. And they had to cap the residence nights because we couldn't fit all of them at once. But it's going to be incredible. We're going to be able to do a really unique thing too. We'll be able to deliver right to their doorstep.
Yeah. It is really special. We had that kind of a small sneak peek for a small selection because they had to RSVP yesterday because we can't fit 500 in it. It's impossible. So we had like just over 100 and they all came down really excited and it's like, oh my God, it's like their pub because they literally wander down. They've got their own exit and entrance and they come down and they're just so like, I mean, the positivity from them is incredible. It really is going, oh my God, we've got our own pub. So imagine this, you're sitting upstairs. You can't be bothered cooking tonight, okay? You get on your phone or the bit of paper with the QR code and you scan it. You look at the menu, order food and drink to your room, and we deliver it. You aren't moved out of your room. Or you come down in your slippers.
Yeah.
No, honestly. Yeah. And this is I was joking with the residents. I said, the first resident to come down in your slippers, I'll buy you a pint. Why not? I can't do that in England in a pub.
I would do that in my pajamas.
Yeah. I think I'm going to drive here pajama in my slippers.
Night.
From my
pajama night. We'll do pajama night. Dave, there you go. I'll give you credit for that, Dave.
You're going to need my social security number.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, sorry, back to the schedule.
Okay, so you can't come. I know you're licking your lips out there, but you cannot come down here today, Thursday.
Right, we have our ribbon cutting and VIP night. Uh-huh. Downtown Partnership is very involved. Thank you, Downtown Partnership, mm-hmm. I should say. They've been an unbelievable source of support for us. I don't think it could have happened without your support. So
we are so glad to have you guys in downtown Colorado Springs. It just helps further the mission of what downtown is all about. Again, these unique experiences, these third places that you can't have anywhere else. So super excited you guys are here.
Yeah. Wouldn't want to be anywhere else but downtown. I love downtown.
But Friday, tomorrow, 11 a.m.?
11 a.m. The door is open. We will be taking reservations down the line, but the first few weeks, maybe a month, we're not going to do reservations. It'll just be first come, first serve.
Yeah. And listen, it's going to be exciting. It's going to be a busy, busy weekend. It's going to be crazy.
We have a big space, though. Like, yeah. We'll be able to... Yeah.
That, you know what? That's a really good way of putting that, because we have got ample space, etc. We've got parking behind us as well, just to give a shout out as well.
Yeah, tell us about the parking, because people would go to BJ's, let's say. They go because it's easy parking.
Yeah, yeah.
Downtown scares a lot of people.
So that's something else that makes this really special. The Wideners have been gracious enough to let guests park in the parking structure. It's just right under the apartment complex or the base level. And for right now, it's free parking. So come on down, main level. Down the road, I know they're installing some different things, but we're going to be able to validate for 2 hours of parking.
Which is still good, isn't it?
That's fantastic. Yeah. That is downtown at its finest.
Yeah, so. And obviously you got the ample street parking as
well. Yeah, it's free down there too.
And I'm sure Kerry can chime in here. I mean, we are really trying to come in as a business, but working with you guys and create this end of downtown as a continuation of Central to the west side. We are trying to build this out. This is not just the beginning. This is how do we continue with other businesses? This is phase one.
Absolutely.
Do you know what I mean? We are growing. We're growing. And I think, I'd say now in five, you know what? I'm going to put 3 years, okay? 3 years' time, it's going to look different. Obviously, the stadium's going to still be there, but we're going to have a lot of neighbours.
Oh, 100%.
A lot of foot traffic as well.
Well, as I've been over at the warehouse, which is probably the closest proximity restaurant to you guys, they are so excited for more things to be happening over here, because when you're the only place on a part of town, even though, you know, we're two blocks or something from Tejon, the main drag, etc., but like the more connected and the more things that there are, it just becomes enlivened and exciting. And people come here for a drink. They'll go over to the warehouse for a drink. They'll pop over to whatever's next. They'll walk around. Yeah. And the more activity means the safer it feels, the more fun it feels, the more exciting it feels. And I mean, that's what downtowns are about.
Yeah.
Yeah, this part of downtown, the little bit southern part, is just growing so much. And we're having, the Widener's are building two more apartment complexes. There's going to be, like we were talking about, tons of shopping, other restaurants, which we're really excited about. It's going to be the spot to be downtown.
Yeah, and it comes across like it's going to be like a little walking village around here. It really is. You got pedestrianized all down here. I mean, you've already got the free bus, so you still can connect with other areas of town.
Yeah.
I mean, for me, I never got a free bus at home. You get a free bus at home? But how good is that? How convenient is that to work with other businesses as well? It's huge. It's massive. So, no, it's cool. We're getting some questions in as well. I like it.
Can you read those? Anybody have good enough eyesight?
All right. Come on, Kerry. Does the bar have hooks for coats and purses and such?
Yes. Underneath the bar. Do you know, like underneath the bar, like in England? I need to add two more though, Joe. I'll add two more just for you, all right? So, yeah.
And he says, Joey and Alex, professional amateur day drinkers and foodies, are beyond excited. Let's go. Thanks for
tuning in. Right, yeah. We already love you.
I think people are going to come down here to see the full Monty.
Oh,
I haven't seen that in a while.
Which one, the film or the actual breakfast?
I was pretty pleased to see that on the pub
it's
menu.
Massive. I mean, I've worked in pubs and restaurants for a long time. I've never seen a plate like that. It's so impressive and delicious, and I'll be surprised if you can finish it.
Yeah.
Prove me wrong.
And it's such a traditional kind of breakfast item. That's, again, it's so British it is. It's kind of, we call it the fry-up. It's like a fry-up, you know what I mean? It's a fried breakfast, great for hangover. But, you know, if you want to just eat once in a day, get it. It's delicious.
Or eat three times because you'll have to take it home.
Yeah, there you go. But Chef Phil has curated this menu, I mean, with a fine-tooth comb. He's done a great job. We're very, very lucky to have Phil Griffin, expertise not just locally, but statewide as well, and even internationally as well, out in England. So there's a little, when you get a chance to go downstairs, and even people at home, when you come down to the pub, there's a little portrait of a gentleman next to the kitchen, and Chef Phil asked for that portrait to be next to him. And the reason being, the gentleman in the gold frame picture is his teacher.
Wow.
And the guy is called Marco Pierre White. And Marco Pierre White, not a lot of Americans know about Marco Pierre White, which is totally fine. If you go back on YouTube videos and et cetera and read biogs, et cetera, there was another gentleman in the kitchen as well who was being taught, called Mr. Gordon Ramsay. So Phil has this kind of connection with the old school, you know, the 90s chefs. This is before the TV chefs came into context, yeah? And so it's a little homage to Marco Pierre White that Phil has next to his kitchen. So it's a little story. So it's for the train spotters out there, all right, if you know. Yeah.
While we're on food, what is a proper Sunday roast?
Well, where do we go? So a traditional Sunday roast is something you've had, again, since you've been born. You go there for Sunday lunch. If it's your grandma's, aunties, mother's, whatever, you sit around the table as family, and you have a meat roast, okay? So you have it with Yorkshire puddings, mashed potato, vegetables, gravy. Have I missing anything out, Meredith?
You're missing dessert.
Wait a minute, we're still on the savory.
Oh, okay. The Sunday roast.
Yeah, Sunday roast. Yeah.
It's, you have four choices with our Sunday roast.
Which is crazy, isn't it? It's so crazy that we're offering that, yeah. Which is great, by the way. I'm not saying it's just, it's outstanding that like Chef Phil is like offering that. So we've got the beef, chicken, Australian lamb we're bringing in, and pork belly, crispy pork belly. You know what I mean? That beautiful meat that oozes in with the fatness from the pork as well. Carrie, I know you're mouth watering. And then you've got great, obviously, lashings of gravy, a beautiful veg, roast potatoes, crispy on the outside, soft on the middle. And then a bit of gravy on top with your vegetables, etc. And your Yorkshire pudding, very traditional. We serve that on Sundays from 11 a.m. until that's sold out. You know what I mean? Because it's like, listen, you've got to come down. But it's beautiful. Get around a table, have a beautiful, get a bottle of red wine with it, accompany it, partnership with that. It's amazing. And then dessert. We love dessert, don't we? Are we doing the crumble?
We are. We're going to do a rotating fruit crumble every week. And then sticky toffee pudding.
Oh my gosh, seriously.
Bakewell tart, a treacle tart.
I've got to get back on the Peloton. I've got to do.
You could put one in here.
Imagine that, eh?
Can I run a tab, kind of like Norm did at Cheers?
Dave, you can do what you want, Dave. Dave, there's a stool at end up bar. I can put your little name on top of it if you want.
Sign me up. Sign me up.
Yeah. No, but you know what? You, funny you should say that, Dave. You know what? And going back to an original question that Meredith graciously answered, there's something about staff recognising customers and customers recognising the staff. It's a very local thing, isn't it? Do you know what I mean? When you go in your local, it's like, hey, Nova's here. Here you go. Or they put the drink on the bar when you walk
before
in.
Before you order.
How does that make you feel?
Like super special.
Yeah.
I want to talk about the staff a little bit. We didn't advertise too heavily. We just put something out on social media that we were hiring. The response, I've never seen anything like that. We had a huge pool of applicants. The team we have right now are just amazing, experienced, but also really friendly, really here, really passionate about the Brit. They will get to know you. They are amazing. So I can't wait to keep working with them over the next many, many years, I suppose. But the staff, it's you're going to have great service.
And it's really funny as well, because I'm probably the least experienced in every single member of staff, including owners, in the hospitality environment. In fact, I'll be honest with you, and people know that, my background's music and media. So I'm bringing my kind of little small portion of that into the business. But this staff, I've never been in a room where you've got eagerness, you've got energy, you've got this thrive to work with people, communication is strong, and we work as a team. This is not like an individual, like, we're the bar staff and you're the bussers. No. It's one for all. Help each other out. I were behind the bar yesterday. I didn't know what we're doing, to be honest, but I were helping people. You get stuck in. You've got to get stuck in. There's no hierarchy in this place.
No, we're a family.
Obviously, respect for bosses, etc., but we're family, and that's so vitally important as a business.
All right, we have one more little comment from Joe. He says they will see you tomorrow.
Oh,
they
awesome.
Love coming downtown. Right. Thank you, Joe. We appreciate downtown supporters. Love when people see what we're trying to do and come down and support everything. So I think they'll have a warm seat for you at the bar.
You always have a seat at the bar. That's the thing. It really is. It's going to be cool. It's going to be, like we mentioned, hugely busy weekend.
So be patient. Like, you might not get in your first try. Be willing to wait for a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, wander around a
little
bit.
The patio, the walkway here is beautiful. There's a waterfall sculpture. There's some art to look at. There's a really nice seating area with a fire pit.
Love it.
If you have to wait a little bit.
And something we've noticed on Meredith and I, especially in the last 2 days with the friends and family and also the residence night, people finish eating downstairs and they go, ooh, you've got another bar upstairs. Oh, I can hear the piano. Let's go upstairs and go hang out. So next thing you know, they're here. And it's like, and just people just mingling. Like, what's your name? Like, who are you? Oh, how are you doing? Like, and there's something about connection and community, people making friends. That's exactly what we're trying to do.
That's a
true pub.
Upstairs is more of a lounge feel, like a true pub where you can just wander up and go to the bar and order and then walk around, look at all the things
to
see.
So lower level is more of the restaurant pub. Yeah, upstairs is more of the pub.
But you'll get fantastic service either way.
Love it.
Yeah, no, yeah, it's cool. You're planning your night out already. I can see it in her.
I am a big fan of places I can go solo. And I feel like this is a kind of place where I could come in alone after work or a Sunday afternoon, find a place at the bar and feel really comfortable being alone because you're not really alone. And again, when you talk about the staff getting to know regulars. Like, if I want to sit down at the end of the bar and, you know, play Candy Crush on my phone, yeah, or chat with the bartender when they're not busy, or chat with the person next to me, like, those are the kind of places back again and again, because I'm comfortable in a solo situation. And then, of course, I want to bring all my friends. But yeah, I love places where I can be shopping and be like, I want to stop for a beer. And so I'm looking forward to that here.
Well, in pubs, a lot of times have games. We'll have games. People want to hang around. There'll be no rush here. We have darts. We have a beautiful Guinness dartboards upstairs. And there's always going to be something going on. But, yeah, you can come by alone. You can come by with a big group. But yeah, everyone would be welcome.
It's one for everybody. Like, we welcome every single person. If you're an individual, single person, new to the football in England, we've had so many people going, which team can I support? Can anybody help me? Yeah, come down on a weekend. Yeah, I guarantee you'll attach to a supporters club, or, you know, a group or supporters club. And obviously the staircase as well is something special that I really want to mention. At the old location that Steve had, he had, like, memorabilia all around in different corners, okay? I kind of stepped in on that and just kind of said, like, listen, how about we have one location, predominantly in the pub, where it's one for everybody, because the game brings everyone together. And we've had donation scarves, signed memorabilia, we've got a Beckham jersey that's hanging.
It's so cool.
And the other reason, we didn't have enough corners in the room to put everything, because the game's growing. The game's growing, fact. You know what I mean? That's what it is. So it's a beautiful kind of transition when you go from downstairs to up, going, ooh. And I still think we need to put a table there for, like, a VIP. I think it'd be cool. So, yeah. Because people just stop with a pint and just look at everything going,
there's
wow,
a lot to see.
Yeah. So,
great job on that, by the way.
I know. I'm never doing ladders again. How are they? They stuck me up a ladder, didn't they? I didn't like it.
So this does have a museum feel. Is there some little nook or cranny that everybody should find in this place?
There's several. Definitely checking out in the private room. You should talk about that.
There's something really, really unique that you'll never find in any British pub.
No.
Probably, do you know what? I'm going to put it out there in the world. Fact. Okay. So when we were first doing this, Steve's been back and forth to England to see family. And he called me one night. I'll never forget it. And he said, Nova, my auntie says we need to name the room something. And I went, well, what? She said, we need to call it the Cavern. I went, all right, well, okay. He goes, you know what the Cavern is, don't you? I said, well, yeah, it's the Beatles' first ever venue they played in Liverpool.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, it got knocked down, and they rebuilt it. So I said, yeah, Steve, it got knocked down. And he went, my auntie's got an original brick.
Wow.
And I went, no chance, man. It got, you know, he goes, no, there was 5,000. She's got one of them. As well as Paul McCartney's autograph she got in the 70s. And I was like, I want that. He goes, no. So anyway, so recently he brought it over. His luggage was so overweight, right? So he had the brick. Anyway,
well, they lost his bag.
They lost his bag straight away.
Meredith
and I was like, the brick. The brick, the autograph. Yeah, so obviously I'm not mentioning the airline. But yeah, so they lost his bag. He managed to get it back, but I didn't have no sleep that night. Because anyway, it's in the room. There's also two original John Lennon books, because he was an author as well, in there as well, and in the little glass cabinet above the security camera. So don't get any ideas, anybody. All right. Yeah, yeah. So, no, that's in there. Something unique. Then you've got the Beatles design that we've got on the wall, which is, again, one of its kind. We were going to go with the obvious, but we use Consortium Signs. Big shout out. Thank you so much. Who designed the beautiful, I call it like a collage of the form.
Mural.
Yeah.
Mural. Paul McCartney looks like he needs a few more fish and chips down him, but it's all good, right? But again, that's a childhood memory. I wouldn't be sat here if it wasn't for that band. You know what I mean? That's my influence. And we're bringing that little aspect. And we had a lady come yesterday, I'm not going to mention no names, a resident. She walked in, and her dad used to sing Beatles songs to her. And she went. She absolutely went. But she didn't see the brick and the Paul McCartney thing. And I was like, oh my gosh, do I show her it? Anyway, she had to walk out.
Oh,
that's
yeah,
great.
So it plays a part to people. And then obviously when I knock out a few songs on the piano Beatles-wise, that's it, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, she goes, are you going to do a Beatles night? The music carries, and then it's like, oh my. So it's so, I mean, I'm getting goosebumps now, wow.
Well, and the jukebox, too.
And the jukebox, you've got 1940s jukebox in there. Needs a new needle, though, Dave. I know you've got some contacts. And some more 45s, by the way. We need some more 45s.
And speaking of stuff, if you have, we've got another question. We've got A Luck online. Place looks great. Looking forward to it all. I heard you have dart boards, but do you have a pool table?
No pool table. The dart boards are like a little subtle addition. And I'll be honest with you. I was hit and miss with the dart board.
It seemed dangerous.
Yeah, well, next to the piano as well. There were two guys playing this, and I was on the piano. I went, listen, I'm not being funny. Can I just see you take a shot? And they were perfect, right? A couple of days prior, they weren't that good, all right? Probably see the holes in the wall. But what I'm saying, I was getting a hit and miss with darts. Do we bring that in? But again, darts in a British pub is heavily in there. Do you know what I mean? Pool, one, space. I mean, do you know what I mean? It's like pool tables are pretty big and stuff like that. But again, we want that conversation. We want conversation with people and stuff. Darts is all right, you know what I mean? And pool's all right, but it's mainly the space.
So come on downtown, head over to Crooked Cure Phantom, get a pool game in, and then come over for a pint here.
Pub crawl. We love a pub crawl, don't we? So
I have to tell you, like, as we were setting up today, again, like, all of the corners that you come around. Like, I love that we've got the princess looking at us here.
She's gorgeous.
And the queen in the bathroom. Like, just every corner I go around, I'm like, I didn't know what I knew about, you know, English history or not. But you realize, like, I mean, obviously, most of us, or a lot of us eventually, are descendants of England. And so it's like, this has been part of our life and history for so long. But it's just so cool to see all of the influential human beings in one place together. And you guys have just done such a great job representing them around every corner.
Yeah, there's so much cool decor. You could spend a really good amount of time walking around with a beer, looking at all the art and the artifacts. And the pub sign downstairs is authentic. It's hanging. It blows even a little bit.
It does. I noticed that today.
It's so cool.
Yeah, it is really cool. And there's actually a story with that actual pub sign, not the one that when you walk in the horses stand, the other one next to the phone box. So Meredith reached out to Steve and I went, I've got a pub sign. It's in my dad's garage. And I was, all right, cool. Anyway, she sent a picture. I went, are you joking?
I was like, do we want this?
Are you joking? Do we want it? I'll stick it in my living room at home. Are you joking?
I grew up with it for, you know, about 30 years. It was just in my dad's house, not really displayed or anything. And I said, well, they don't want it. I like it because it's got the cow on it. But I had no idea that they would think it up. And now it's like a really important piece of the pub.
It really is. And she brought it down and it's like, it's original. Anyway, so I said, Meredith, where's it from? Where's your dad got it from? Her dad's a huge advocate. One for the pub, anything British, anything Meredith does and the family.
Football.
You know what I mean? Football, he loves a beer. It's like, God, this is perfect, isn't it? It really is. Anyway, so I did some research. She said it was in a garage. Her dad got, where did your dad get it from?
When we were over in England.
Yeah, so he put it in his hand luggage and then he brought it over. Anyway, did some research. The pub is 20 minutes away from my house in England. What are the chances? Tell me. What are the chances?
I mean, we always call Smallorado Springs, but who knew Smallorado Springs could extend across the pond?
It's scary, isn't it, Kerry? It's scary. It really is scary. But again, it's a piece of England, a uniqueness that is coming into the pub that makes it a little bit special. Going back to that comparison of the Irish-British, it's like we've got things that, do you know what I mean, stands out that are a little bit unique. So.
And if you're here alone, we have a bookcase.
Yeah.
With some classic English literature, some English pop, like you could just grab a book off there and read. There's tons of great books over there.
Yeah.
A little fireplace over there.
There's a fireplace and the nice
Winston Churchill there looking down on you as well.
Chesterfield couch.
Yeah. I mean, I've had a nap on that a few times, but it's fine. It's all right. Hey, if you want a nap at home after a few beers, you do have a bit of real ale. Go for it. Yeah, it's all good.
We should think about wrapping up because your beer is getting pretty low over there, Nova.
But before we do that, we have to ask you a question. Both of you. And we'll start with you, Meredith. What do you love about Colorado Springs?
Well, I am a native. I was born at the Air Force Academy, so I have lived here most of my life. I lived in England for a while and moved away. I always came back to Colorado Springs. It's just home. But the way it's changed and grown over the years. And the sense of community the town has, it's different. It's different than other places. When I went to Palmer High School, and you know, there was nothing down here. Powers was like dirt road, and then it's grown so much. I just love downtown, though, so much. It's a unique place. I think we're unlike any other downtown. But we've got so many military here, and so many people that weren't from here have moved here, because why not? It's beautiful. So I think this, when you live here, even if you're not from here, you feel like you are from here. It's just a great city. I'm so proud to still be a big part of it downtown. Yeah, Colorado Springs is a unique place. I'd never want to live anywhere else, unless it was England. That was always, if I lived anywhere else, I said I would live in England. So, but here, now I am. It's perfect.
It is. England. And Nova, you have found the ideal location between an interstate and a true urban downtown. And here we are. What is it that you love? Because you're our first, for this podcast, person that grew up outside of the country. We have not asked this question of anybody else. What do you love about the Springs?
Well, you know what? First of all, and obviously, America's a third of my life. Okay, from day one. I met my wife here. I wouldn't be sat here if it wasn't for the band, the music background. And then I joined the media. I were at Fox for 3 years. That's where you and I met.
Yeah.
And I feel I've been more ingrained in the community since starting at Fox, but I'm even more ingrained in the community since leaving Fox. So for me, it has this uniqueness. Every single person, what I love, is different. They've got character. There's this character. There's this kind of roughness about them. You know what I mean? Which I love. It's like, and they're real. It's real. Does that make sense to you? Like,
with it absolutely does.
When you meet a person, it's a handshake, it's a hug, it's like they tell you what you think. You know, your mustache ain't straight, mate. All right, thank you. You know what I mean? But they mean it with love. There's a passion. People are proud where they are. Are we moving in the right direction? Yes, we are. Yes, we are. And yes, we're going to have people who may not support this, but whatever. But with businesses, with people like yourselves here, with the community, this city is going, it's, I'll tell you now, this exciting thing's happening. And we're not just talking about the pub, I'm on about everything. And connecting with people and collaborating with people. Brother Luck said something to me once, because obviously I asked for some advice, which you can, you should ask for advice. He said, just be gracious with everybody, especially businesses around you. Okay? Don't be enemies.
No.
So that's like, we've got train wreck down the road, we've got switchbacks, we've got James over at the warehouse, okay? How do we work together? If we can't work together, we still help each other out. And that's vitally important. That's something this city does very well. Very, very well. If that's in the hospitality region, if that is in the media region, whatever, etc., sport, whatever, we always have someone there to help you. There's a helping hand all the time. And I found that coming here for the first time. I didn't know a lot about Colorado Springs. But I came in here, it was like, come on, we're here. Come on. And it was a huge, I imagine like thousands of people just holding their arms going, come on, we'll embrace you. And it was hard at first. It was difficult for me. But people just put their arm around me. And that's huge. That's something I'll pass on. We've got a few newcomers in the residence, okay, from England. And they're connected with Switchbacks. And they're from England and they've only just moved here. And I said, anything you need, you knock on this door. Nothing to do with it. Just come and we'll look after you. We'll help you. You want to know where the post office is? We'll help you. Mm-hmm. I was that person. You know what I mean? So that's why I love Colorado Springs. So much love and vibe and passion. And you'll get that in here. That's the thing. You'll meet someone like you said. You come here on your own for a pint. You're going to meet someone. You're going to make a friend. You come out of here with a friend or a group of people and you've had a bit of, you know, an experience. That's what it is. Do you know what I mean? That warms my heart. That's before we mentioned about drinking food.
So when you come with a group of people in a British pub,
Yeah. Tell
us about rounds.
Do you really want to mention this?
I really want to mention this.
Well, a round is, so five of us are going out, okay? We're going to go on a bit of a night out in England. We're going to do a pub crawl, which means pub, pub, pub. No transport, we're walking. Okay, we're going to use our legs, right?
Perfect place for it.
Perfect. So what happens? We'll start, Dave, your round. You buy us all a drink. Your next pub. Your next pub. Next pub. Okay? cheekily, you shouldn't really go back to Dave because then he's got two rounds. So that's one round.
I'm going to be fast asleep by that time.
That's what I'm saying. So what you do, you know what I mean, if you've got a good bunch of mates, you don't go back round again. Now, if you do, you have to go again.
All the way through.
Yeah, so that's what? How many drinks is that? Oh my gosh, my math is terrible. help me. What is it?
Can you do a round in one bar?
Of course you can.
Yeah. All right.
That's what I mean. So he's got the check. So Dave, say, right, we're going to the Brit first, then we're going to move around. So Brit, Dave, it's your round. Get yourself to the bar. And he's like, whoa, I don't know. You know, it's your round. Get to the bar. All right?
Yeah,
no questions.
Yeah. Very much that way.
He pays for that, then you move on. Let's, right, we're going to go to Jack Quinn's now. It's Meredith's round. And then, you know what I mean? Does that make sense?
Because you buy one beer, and then the next person buys
one beer. You're sitting here enjoying the piano and...
You're bringing the culture.
Round.
You got to really bring the culture.
The next round.
And there's something exciting about that because Dave's really excited now because he's going to have to buy another beer. Think about it. He's already done his share. So he's happy. He's got a smile on his face, right?
It's my
turn. Meredith, at the end of the year, she's like, oh, hopefully they're all going to go home shortly. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? It's such a Yorkshire thing. But yeah, that's a round. So very traditional. Very traditional.
Okay, I have one other question. My wife is Cornish. And life doesn't go on without a pasty. Will you ever serve pasties here?
Absolutely.
All right.
Absolutely. And I think before you go, have you met Chef Phil downstairs?
We haven't.
So he worked in Cornwall at some very, very famous restaurants as well. Just go put that in his ear before you go. Are you going to ever do a Cornish pasty?
Okay.
And I've tried his Cornish pasties. They're fantastic. So, yeah.
All right.
So, but, yeah, wonderful. This has been absolutely brilliant. What a start to the Thursday. Can we do this every week?
Yeah. It might be worth it.
I know you'll be every week, Dave, won't you?
He's only saying that because I get the next round.
No, it's been cool. And listen, thank you for everything that you're doing in the community. Obviously, Kerry, you and I go back several years. Big special shout out to Downtown Partnership. Like Meredith mentioned, I just want to echo what she said. If you want for you guys to supporting us, having that vision with us and seeing and believing what we're going to be doing, I don't think we probably wouldn't be sat here. It's huge. And what you're doing for downtown, you're moving in the right direction. What you're bringing to downtown, the staff you have as well, is something you should be very, very proud of. Okay, so thank you.
Thank you. I'll pass that on.
Thank
probably
you.
A good time for me to say, although we did not pay for this, the Downtown Partnership is a sponsor of Love in the Springs podcast. So we are happy to be that and happy to be able to talk about things affecting downtown and making it more of the vision that we have and that our master plan wants it to be. And you guys are absolutely it. So
we didn't coordinate. Are you going to propose the toast?
I think it's time for a toast. Don't you?
Okay. It's all right.
Al, you're in charge of the toast.
All right. Well, as we approach our 250th year as a nation and the relationship between Britain and the United States, I propose a toast that you keep bringing this culture and friendship to the community of Colorado Springs.
Wow.
In the way that you're doing.
Reckon to the national anthem now, that's it.
Cheers.
Cheers, Dave. Thank you so much. Cheers, everyone at home. See you this weekend.
All right.
See you this weekend.
Come on out. Enjoy your pint.
Cheers.
Cheers.
And I really want the dippy egg and soldier. Check that out on their brunch menu. It looks so delicious. Candied bacon.
All right.
Love it.
In the Pikes Peak region, there's no shortage of activities. Whether you're experiencing breathtaking parks or magnificent works of art, if you're getting fashionable at a film festival, or fresh at a farmer's market, if you want to hear the sweet sounds of a symphony or the smooth shred of a Stratocaster, look no further than Peak Radar, your one-stop shop for all events in the Pikes Peak region, your free source for viewing and posting events. So no matter how you engage with our beautiful region, visit peakradar.com and get plugged into the peak.